Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi, this is Donna from the Bahamas Ministry of Tourism. You are listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Have you ever seen this guy dance to the Junkanoo music? Unfortunately, you can't unsee it. Luckily for you, it is radio. So count your blessings and keep listening to Greg the Dive Master and the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. You know, I'll tell you, I am tempted to participate in the ice hole festivities in Iowa, but I know I can't get out there next weekend. It literally happens February 1st and 2nd, or no, actually it starts on January 30th. And it goes through the 2nd at Lake Okoboji. I'm not sure I'm saying that, pronouncing that correct. But it's in Iowa. It's a lake in Iowa. They've been doing it for 8 years. This is the 8th annual Ice Hole Festival. And they have an ice hole party Friday night that I think...
After this storm, you think it might even be more frozen than normal?
Well, it wouldn't matter. They're a bunch of ice hole divers. And so...
I guess they just drill through... Thicker ice.
I mean, it's a superpower to know how to do that. I mean, as frozen and shrinkage issues that you may encounter when you do such a thing, there is an appeal to being ice hole. Wouldn't you agree, Casey? I mean, you're kind of...
I just want to, speaking for the entire Scuba Squad, Greg, yeah. I want you to know we are behind you, and we will support you and cheer you on to jump into an ice hole.
All right, well... You sound like an ice hole when you say that. Diver.
And with your heated rash guard, you should stay warm.
Serious. No. He can't wear a rash guard.
The problem is I'm getting ready to do a big trip. I can't get out there next week. But you guys have nothing going on.
Unless the trip is canceled for some reason.
What trip?
Right.
My trip?
Yeah.
No, God, no. I'm going halfway around the world. I ain't canceling.
Maybe.
Yeah. Well, you could go. Have you ever been tempted to be an ice hole diver there, Barry? Come on.
Surely. Actually, I think it's when you see the videos of people diving up in the Arctic under the ice, it's gorgeous. I mean, the water is crystal clear for I don't know how deep, but it does make me a little nervous. I don't like cave diving because there's only one way in, one way out. But for some reason, I don't mind diving wrecks. Maybe because they put so many holes in them. But
well, you know, you're ice hole diving, instead of a dive knife, maybe you just, bring a pick with you, an ice pick with you. If you get into a jam.
Majority of the times, they got a lead line on it also.
Well, chip your way through a big ice pack with a knife.
Yeah, that could be more beneficial than a dive knife. And it'll look real cool. You look like the guy from Rudolph.
Well, if you
want to
be really efficient, you should take a little block of C4 explosive. That'd work really well.
Well, okay, there's that, I guess. That could be a backup plan, too.
But that would be cool.
You'd look like a Yukon Cornelius underwater there, under the ice. Both of you and, Barry has a red cap just like Kenny. I don't know, Kenny, have you ever done that? Have you ever done any ice hole diving?
So I did a meme joke this last week on, it starts out, you know, people ask me all the time about, advice on going ice diving.
Yeah.
And my advice is... Don't. I walked away.
Oh, I saw that, actually. I was like,
warm water wuss. In the caption, it says, just kidding, it's actually on my bucket list. And that's the real answer.
Yeah. And then probably some of the comments, like, you're such an ice hole.
Pretty much, yeah.
But all the cold folks. But, you know, I see all the videos of these. I mean, they cut a big, hole in the ice on the lake, and they jump in and they do a dive, but sometimes they go nutty. And they go inverted and then walk on the backside of the ice underwater. And it does look pretty cool. I mean, they've done it. I've seen them do underwater hockey games where they put a puck and have it floating on the backside of the ice like they're on the upside down from Stranger Things or something. It's just a nutty thing to do. And I guess, you know, if you're, you got a little bit of cabin fever and you can tolerate the cold, I mean, it does look like it'd be quite enjoyable or fun or something to distract you a little bit. Jerry, Dr. you would Doug, do it. Come on.
Dr. Doug did it.
Yes, that's true. He's done it before. Right. So, I mean, since he has, you would do it too, right?
If everybody goes, I'll go, but I don't see it happening.
Why? Why does everybody have to go? Everybody doesn't have to go. You're your own person. You have your own pathway to travel. Oh,
that looks like Greg.
Who?
But it does look like Greg.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
It looks like Greg with his, he's an alien.
What are you talking about?
Greg's not human.
It's a radio show, Barry. What are you?
Look at Kenny's
video. Feed. Yeah. Oh, is that the that's the fake head that you were using in your videos, then, huh, Kenny?
Yeah,
it looks like you, Greg.
He's a very handsome man. Looks like
you got to draw in a little bit of a gray goatee. That can be just, what did we say it was going to be? Horse
yak hair. Yeah, 100% yak hair. Yeah. Yeah. By the way, Kenny, you're on the list to get one of the first Gregulators that we announced to the world last year.
I want a Gregulator.
Last week, too. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I'll add you to the list. I mean, I'll tell you, we announced that last weekend, and I was shocked about how many people signed up for that didn't even know that they had signed up for it. But I had put them on the list because I said,
yeah. Kenny, just so you know, receiving a Gregulator is only effective after you pay him for the Gregulator.
Well, yeah, right.
He never sends anything out free.
Well, of course not. How am I supposed to make millions and retire from this nonsense? Jeez, everybody has a plan. If you don't like mine, I don't know what to tell you there, Casey. But look, yeah, I think, you know, the Ice Hole Festival is a pretty cool idea. Once again, it's going on next weekend in Iowa. We'll see if we can connect with them. And yeah, the problem is when, you know, it's kind of hard to do a live shot with them sometimes because it's very cold and it's snowing. You know, they have these hot houses that they put over the holes and stuff. And we did, I think we did it last year. We did a live shot with them. So we'll try to connect next week with them in Iowa and see if we can do that. And they can tell us to suck at losers. And then we'll say, well, I don't know. It's pretty cold where you're at, right? But they can still say that. And I'll tell you, anytime a diver goes to that level to experience what we all love, which is scuba diving, and is willing to tolerate the issues of temperature, you know, shrinkage, the elements, that kind of thing, I truly admire their efforts, even though it may not be a personal thing for me. And I think ultimately, if you do go through and experience those type of dives, it makes you a better diver, whether you're diving in the tropics or in an ice hole. So does that make me an ice hole diver?
Yes.
Or just an ice hole?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yes and yes.
You are the head asshole, ice hole.
Hey. All right. More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba action star Mike Scott is back in a new audiobook, Cayman Cowboys, Reefs Under Pressure. From author Eric Douglas comes the one that started it all. Listen as Mike deals with submarines, kidnapping, betrayal, and more.
He didn't even have fins or a mask to let him see in the water. He was going to be slow and blind. If it weren't for the float, he knew there would be no way he would ever make it to the surface.
Download Cayman Cowboys or Oil and Water, Return to Cayman, Turks and Chaos, and Lionfish at Amazon, booksbyeric.com, and audible.com.
Power, simplicity, reliability. It's what you demand of your dive computer. And Shearwater delivers. Shearwater evolved out of one tech diver's need for a reliable, easy-to-use rebreather dive computer and quickly became the tech market leader. Now recreational divers have taken notice. The Shearwater Peregrine is a simple, full-color, multi-gas dive computer. It's also the most economical Shearwater dive computer released to date. Check it out and the entire line at Shearwater.com. Shearwater. Dive computers for demanding divers.